Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today's topic? Unpacking trauma and building self-awareness. Now, I know that sounds heavy, but trust me, it's more empowering than you might think. Think of it like this. We all have baggage, right? Some of us got a few extra suitcases from, well, let's just say life throws some curveballs. But the key is learning to identify those bags, what they hold, and how they're affecting our journey. Because, let's be real, ignoring that baggage doesn't make it disappear. It just sits there, weighing us down, sometimes even sabotaging our happiness without us even realizing it. So, today, we're diving in, head first, to unpack those emotional suitcases, understand their contents, and start building a stronger sense of self-awareness. Think about this. Ever felt like you're reacting instead of responding? Like certain situations trigger intense emotions that feel out of control. You know that feeling when something seemingly small sets off a chain reaction, leaving you overwhelmed and confused? That, my friends, is often trauma talking. Not always in a dramatic way. But it can be a subtle undercurrent shaping our thoughts, feelings, and even behaviors. So how do we start to unpack this stuff? Well, here are some key takeaways to help us along the way. 1. Recognize the signs. First things first, becoming aware of those signs is crucial. It's about noticing recurring patterns in your reactions, identifying triggers that send you spiraling, and acknowledging those intense emotional responses that seem disproportionate to the situation. You might find yourself avoiding certain people or places, struggling with anxiety or anger issues, or feeling chronically exhausted despite getting enough sleep. 2. Seek professional support. Look, I'm all about self-help and empowerment, but let's be real. Sometimes we need a little extra guidance. A therapist can provide a safe space to explore your experiences, understand the root causes of those emotional reactions, and develop healthy coping mechanisms. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, a willingness to invest in your well-being. 3. Practice mindfulness. This one's about tuning into your present moment experience. Instead of getting swept away by thoughts or emotions, try focusing on your breath, your body sensations, and the sounds around you. Mindfulness helps us create space between stimulus and reaction, giving us a chance to choose how we respond instead of just reacting impulsively. Think of it like training your emotional muscles. The more you practice mindfulness, the stronger they become. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. We're often our own harshest critics, right? But what if we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a friend going through a tough time? Practicing self-compassion means acknowledging our struggles without judgment, allowing ourselves to feel our emotions fully, and offering ourselves words of support and encouragement. 5. Surround yourself with support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Lean on your loved ones. Join a support group. Or connect with others who understand what you're going through. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly healing, and knowing you're not alone in this journey can make all the difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer, feeling constantly overwhelmed by deadlines and client demands. She pushes herself relentlessly, but behind the facade of success lies crippling anxiety. Sarah's childhood experience of being criticized for every mistake fueled her need for perfectionism. It became a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more she strived for flawless work, the more anxious she felt. She began to recognize that the pressure wasn't just about external expectations, but stemmed from a deep-seated fear of failure rooted in past experiences. By acknowledging this pattern and seeking professional support, Sarah started to unpack her emotional baggage, developing healthier coping mechanisms, and rediscovering her passion for design, without letting anxiety control her life. Listen, unpacking trauma isn't about erasing the past. It's about understanding its impact on your present and future. It's a journey of self-discovery, growth, and, ultimately, reclaiming your power. Remember, you are not defined by your experiences. You are shaped by how you choose to respond to them. So, what will you do today to start unpacking your emotional suitcases? Leave a comment below sharing one key takeaway that resonated with you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Together, let's build a world where we support each other in navigating the complexities of life and unlocking our full potential. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.